You are Locked On Big Ten, your daily podcast on the Big Ten Conference. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
To Evanston, Illinois, we go. Our first stop in the Big Ten West Division on the spring football tour is the reigning Big Ten West champions, the Northwestern Wildcats. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Locked On Big Ten podcast, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ben Stevens. It is Thursday, April 15th, and today's episode is brought to you by RockAuto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Rock Auto. Rock Auto jingle to get us rolling in the Big Ten West on the spring football tour. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. Ella Brockway is my guest today. She is a sports reporter from the Daily Northwestern. And as we start off every Thursday where there is a guest that has never heard me sing before, our first question before we dive into spring ball for the Cats is, Ella, how would you rank my singing voice?
I think that's a 10 out of 10. I wasn't sure what to expect in the ad read, but I'm always here for a singing ad read. So I enjoyed that.
Good. I'm glad. You are a music aficionado, at least from what I gleaned from your Twitter account, a big Taylor Swift fan. Would you say I'm up there with T-Swift?
I think in 10 years, we'll be talking about you doing your thing version of the ad read. So I think, again, 10 out of 10, Taylor would approve. And I look forward to what's in your career, singing career to come.
Ella, thank you very much. I hope Taylor Swift is a fan of Northwestern. I hope she enjoys spring football. I'm sure she is tuning in to the Locked On Big Ten podcast as we have the virtual bus up and running. Our first stop in the Big Ten West across the spring football tour. We did all seven programs in the Big Ten East. Now our first one in the Big Ten West. And we start, of course, with the reigning Big Ten West champions from 2020, the Northwestern Wildcats. It was a great year in 2020 for the Cats, a very successful season bouncing back from 2019 for Pat Fitzgerald and company. But Ella, as you know, so many changes in the offseason across the coaching staff. You could look at the athletic director leaving Northwestern as well, becoming the new ACC commissioner. So many changes in terms of returning production on the roster itself. So what have you made so far from what you have heard about Northwestern during spring practice?
Yeah, I mean, you kind of summed it up. It's been a spring season of change, and pretty much since the season ended. You know, even last season was a little bit of a deviation from what we typically expected from Northwestern, which was, you know, this place that and this program that has very little change, very little, you know, staff turnover, very little personnel turnover. You know, I've been here for 4 years now, and three of those first 4 years, you know, same quarterback, kind of same offensive coordinator, same system. And then we finally saw some change last year, you know, bringing in a grad transfer back, bringing in a new offensive coordinator. And, you know, you kind of look at where we are now, or where Northwestern is now, you know, bringing in another transfer at quarterback, bringing in a new defensive coordinator, and then kind of setting that all against the stage of, you know, this very big departure that happened in the wider Northwestern athletic department with Jim Phillips leaving, as you mentioned, to become the ACC commissioner. So, you know, it's interesting that I think Northwestern kind of finds itself in a position that it was similar to last spring, obviously before the pandemic kind of changed everything. But, you know, this program that is very accustomed to, you know, having a lot of continuation and priding itself on that continuation and that lack of turnover, bringing in a bunch of new faces and kind of adjusting to those new faces. And we saw how, you know, even with all the challenges of the pandemic, Northwestern was able to adjust to having a new quarterback in the mix, adjust to having a new primary coordinator in the mix. And, you know, now that things are kind of back to normal or closer to normal than they were at this time last spring, I think it's going to be really interesting to see kind of after this spring what a more normal spring has been able to do with so much turnover happening or so much change happening inside the program, inside the athletic department.
And despite all the turnover, one continuity and one staple for Northwestern is Pat Fitzgerald. He was extended through 2030. Both Ella and I will be at a very different stage at 2030. Maybe I'm just a singing artist and a performing artist after the 10 years that we've put in the groundwork with the rockauto.com jingle. But Ella, with all the returning production now gone for Northwestern with so many changes this offseason, how important is this spring practice for Northwestern with all that has changed in the offseason?
Yeah, well, I mean, just to go back to what you were mentioning, that was a huge part. That was probably one of the biggest storylines of this offseason was getting Pat Fitzgerald to say, you know, I've, as long as I've been around Northwestern, I've kind of seen these cycles of, you know, will Pat Fitzgerald seriously consider these NFL jobs? And, you know, we heard that same thing after the Holiday Bowl, and then he obviously, back in 2018, and he obviously ended up staying there. But this was these, you know, rumors that were showing up on Adam Schefter's Twitter about Pat Fitzgerald with interest from NFL jobs. felt a little more real this time around. And, you know, I think just having him, you know, as part of this program has always been such a huge point for Northwestern. And I think this spring is really no different, you know, having Pat Fitzgerald as this staple, even amid all this change in the wide athletic department, even after graduate, so much production that, you know, has kind of powered Northwestern through the last two or three seasons. I think he's such a staple, focal presence inside this program that, you know, getting him to sign an extension through 2030 was a huge pickup. And, you know, there are obviously some new faces inside Northwestern's program this season, but having him back is the biggest, I think, symbol of this spring.
And Fitz's right-hand man, the defensive coordinator for a very long time in Evanston, Mike Hankwitz, has retired. He is now gone. The new defensive coordinator, Jim O'Neill, who brings a ton of experience, worked at Northwestern as a grad assistant, comes from the NFL ranks where he has a ton of defensive coaching experience. But how different do you think the scheme looks this year for Northwestern's defense that last year was fantastic, the fourth best scoring defense in all the country?
Yeah, I think it's kind of interesting on two fronts. So obviously you mentioned bringing in Jim O'Neill, kind of a name that I don't think a lot of people were expecting when we were talking about this Northwestern defensive coordinator search after Mike Hankwitz retired. You know, Jim O'Neill has not really been in the college sphere since I think 2008 when he was last at Eastern Michigan, and brings so much NFL experience to the game. Obviously he did get a start at Northwestern. He was a grad assistant alongside Pat Fitzgerald in those very early Northwestern days. But, you know, he brings a really interesting background and experience to the table. So that's obviously one interesting component. And then the second component is just graduating so many or losing so many people who were such a staple part of that Northwestern defense last time. Everyone from your secondary and J.R. Pace and Gregson to, you know, graduating Patty Fisher and losing Blake Gallagher, kind of those two huge presences in that front seven. So I think, right, you know, it's the defense is probably that area where you're seeing so much change. And I don't know how much, you know, there are still personnel that are coming back, especially up front. But so I don't know how specific we'll see of a scheme change. I know last year when we were kind of in this position wondering what Mike Bajakian would bring to this Northwestern program, there was a little more to work off of. We could look at what he was doing at Boston College. We could look at what he was doing at Tennessee. And obviously, you know, Jim O'Neill's experience in the NFL doesn't exactly give us those same kind of templates to look at and break down and say, oh, can we make these predictions about what he'll do with this scheme, what he'll do with that scheme. But I think just based on the personnel that Northwestern is bringing back and the trajectory that this program, having been under someone as Mike's, as much of a presence as and a staple as Mike, I wouldn't expect too many deviations or changes, but that's definitely something I'm looking forward to following as this, you know, as we get closer to the fall.
I don't know what Northwestern football looks like without Patty Fisher. I'm really scared. Like, it's just a scary time. I miss Patty. I miss him doing everything with Pat Fitzgerald. You lose Blake Gallagher, but you get Blake's younger brother. You still have Chris Bergen, though, along that linebacking core, and that will be huge. And a guy by the name of Mac Uline, am I pronouncing that correctly, out of Lake Forest? One of the highest rated recruits on the defensive side for Northwestern.
He was a huge recruit that Northwestern landed. You know, this recruiting class is, he's one of the top names of this recruiting class. And I believe he's one of the group who early enrolled here at Northwestern. So it's really good that he's getting in that system early. And, you know, you said it right there. I haven't seen a Northwestern without Patty Fisher and without Patty Fisher leading that linebacking core in the entire time that I've been here. And again, I think that's what's part of what's going to make this 2021 season so interesting is, you know, we've seen some of these, especially on the defensive end, these staple presences for so long that it's going to be really interesting to see how Northwestern kind of builds up after you have a guy who's so much the face of a unit, of a side of the ball, of a team as a whole. You know, I think that's going to be really interesting to see.
So now from the Big Ten East to the Big Ten West, it was a far road trip from East Lansing, Michigan, all the way to Evanston, Illinois, from the Big Ten East to the Big Ten West. But still, we knew that we can make the drive with certainty thanks to rockauto.com. Whether it was engine control modules or brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, whatever it may be, rockauto.com has kept this virtual bus running at its absolute best. And you can expect the same convenient self-service when you go to rockauto.com because it's a family-run business that's been serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. They have everything, I mean everything, in their very diverse catalog. catalog, motor oil, new carpet, whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. You don't have to leave your house. You don't have to go visit an auto mechanic, a store, none of that. You can get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to you. Stay inside and get everything you need for your car or truck delivered right to you. And best of all, at rockauto.com, the prices are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? You never will have to. We only ask good questions on the spring football tour, like asking Ella Brockway how my singing voice compares to Taylor Swift. We only ask good questions, not that silly question like why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? You'll never have to at rockauto.com. So go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. And when you're there, write Locked On. That's LOCKED space O-N. LOCKED space O-N. And their How Did You Hear About Us box, so they know that we sent you here from the Locked On Podcast Network. Amazing selection, reliably low prices. The jingle one more time. All the parts your car will ever need. Rock Auto. I sing the jingle to myself constantly on the virtual bus on the spring football tour all the time. RockAuto.com. So our first stop in the Big Ten West Division on today's spring football tour. But if you want news outside of the Big Ten Conference, you can get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts across the Locked On Podcast Network. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. We continue our march through the Big Ten Conference. All 14 programs, 7 done in the East Division, now the first in the West Division, the Northwestern Wildcats with Ella Brockway, a sports reporter for the Daily Northwestern. So those questions on the defensive side of the ball for Northwestern. Now we flip over to the offense and the quarterback position. Also going the grad transfer route once again for 2021. And Ryan Helinski, the grad transfer from South Carolina. Do you think he will be the starter by the time we get to that opener against Michigan State in September?
Well, that's a good question. And I have a feeling I can say whatever I want, but I know that Pat Fitzgerald will not tell us exactly who is the starter until about 2 minutes before the before that opening game. But
is that what Fitz like does? Does he wait until like very last minute? Like you'll be walking out, you'll already be in Ryan Field and he'll be like, oh, by the way, Ryan Helinski's getting the nod.
It's so funny because when Hunter Johnson came in, I guess almost 3 years ago or 2 years ago now, before that the start of that 2019 season, you know, we kind of played this whole back and forth game the entire offseason and the entire preseason. Everyone was like, okay, I think this Hunter Johnson kid's going to be the starter. Like, no one's going to tell us. And, you know, Northwestern party line of there's going to be a quarterback competition no matter what. And I think that's the case this year, honestly. But to sum that up, I don't think we'll know exactly who Northwestern's starter. I would be very surprised if we knew who Northwestern's starter was immediately and it wasn't, or faster than 2 minutes before the season opener. But like you said, I think Ryan Helinski was not something I was totally expecting. I had a feeling that Northwestern was going to, you know, after the success that bringing in Peyton Ramsey last year kind of brought to the Northwestern program, I wasn't going to be, they took that transfer portal approach again, but I was surprising them get someone who was, you know, as big of a name as Ryan Helinski was. He didn't have the strongest of 21 seasons or 2020 season, excuse me. But obviously there was a lot going on in South Carolina then, but you know, he put up all the numbers in 2019 when he played for the Gamecocks, and he is a big name. He was a highly touted recruit out of high school. And I think, you know, when you look at Northwestern's quarterback room now, you know, throw in Helinski to a group that already includes someone like Hunter Johnson, who like we forget about it because he didn't have a great 2019 season, and he obviously didn't win that starting job in 2020. But this kid was one of the most talented recruits in his system, and I think Hunter Johnson, you know, from things I was hearing around the program last year, you know, he really was finding a different or was feeling more comfortable in Mike Bajakian's offensive system than maybe we'd seen under Mick McCall in that 2019 season. And, you know, I think there's still a competition to be had, if I'm honest. There always is with Northwestern. And I don't think this is a program where you can walk in and assume that anyone's going to get a starting role. And, you know, we've seen that with, you know, on a defensive unit that's one of the top units in the country and has a bunch of walk-ons starting. So I think you can never assume with this program, and even if it's as high profile of a name as Ryan Helinski, but I'm definitely interested to see what he does in a Northwestern uniform.
Hunter Johnson, a former five-star, a transfer from Clemson. Don't forget that name as we approach fall camp for Northwestern. So we've talked a lot about the question marks on both sides of the ball for the Wildcats. What would you say, Ella, overall is the best returning position group that Northwestern has for 2021?
That's a great question. I think, you know, on the offensive side of the ball, we saw kind of at the end of last season exactly what Cam Porter could do at running back. You know, starting in that Illinois game, he really broke out onto the scene in that game, and Northwestern had had a ton of question marks at running back all throughout last season, and, you know, those two, so we saw everything that we could from Cam Porter in the Big Ten championship game against Ohio State. Mm-hmm. And then we saw it in the bowl game. And, you know, I think the message coming out of the end of that 2021 season was kind of, or that 2020 season, excuse me, was, you know, Cam Porter is the running back of the future, and, or Northwestern's running back of the future, at least. And, you know, there were two other transfer portal departures in that position group, with Dre Anderson and Isaiah Bowser leaving this past offseason. And I think, you know, we saw exactly what Cam Porter can offer, and that was only as a true freshman for pretty much three max four games last season. So I think Northwestern is really happy with what it brings in the running back position. And, you know, I think that's one of the most stable groups that it has right now.
And you also would look along the offensive line, and there will be a guy called very early on in the 2021 NFL draft by the name of Rashawn Slater. People be like, oh my God, Northwestern's losing that. Well, he opted out of the 2020 Big Ten football season. So still some stalwarts from the offensive line back for Northwestern as well. So now we have a lot of football left to go. We got to finish spring practice. We got to get through summer workouts, fall camp, all of that before we get to the 2021 college football season. But a rather favorable schedule, in my opinion, for Northwestern in 2021. Do you think, with all the losses on both sides of the ball and the coaching staff changeover and all that that has been this offseason for Northwestern, they are still able to compete for the Big Ten West title once again in 2021?
I mean, that's a great question. I try to remember what I said at the beginning of last preseason. I'm kind of like, you know, there's a lot of change happening. There's a, you know, new coordinator, new quarterback, you know, some key graduations on both sides of the ball. And I think that the graduations is a little more starker this year, especially, like you mentioned, such big names as Rashawn Slater and Greg Newsome, two guys who are literally projected to go in the first or second rounds. Rashawn Slater, like, in practically a top five pick. So I think in that sense, I would feel silly doubting what Northwestern can do even after an offseason of change.
So not a ton of college sports to bet on currently at the moment, but if it's NBA, NHL, MLB, all of that is in full swing at betonline.ag. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. It has you covered for everything you could possibly need. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. Speaking of some of those real-time updated props, we have a couple looking for the NFL draft and even in to the 2021 NFL football season, the Offensive Rookie of the Year. Those odds have just been released at betonline.ag. Of course, Trevor Lawrence is the favorite at 11-4. But in second place, Justin Fields and Zach Wilson at 9-2. It's funny seeing the Buckeyes quarterback there in Justin Fields, because everybody thinks he sucks. Everybody thinks he's going to be a second round pick. Everybody needs to stop doubting Justin Fields. I would not be surprised if he is in contention for the 2021 NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year. And you can get all of that at betonline.ag. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. So head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you put in the promo code Locked On. That's LOCKEDON. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. Starting next week, yes, starting on Monday, April 19th through the 26th, you can turn your attention to the NFL draft, and you can listen to the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 featuring analysis from NFL experts Michael Irvin, Jason Lockenfora, and Brian Baldinger. Our local experts for every team are making trades and picking the next stars of their organization. Subscribe to the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 presented by Locked On and Odyssey on the new Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Odyssey is your audio home for all the sports, podcasts, music, and news that matter to you. That's Odyssey, AUDACY. The NFL draft is on the horizon, but before we get there here on the Locked On Big Ten podcast, the spring football tour rolls on today in Evanston, Illinois.
And I think when you add someone, I would be much more concerned if there weren't, you know, an addition like Brian Helinski coming into the mix, if there wasn't a guy like Peter Skoronski, a freshman All-American returning on that offensive line, you know, some guys on that D-line, you know, Sam Dup Miller, he opted out last season, but he's coming back for a grad year. And, you know, some other guys who had seen that time. So I think, you know, I keep forgetting his name. I have forgotten to even talk about Brandon as like breaking on, like truly broke onto the scene in that secondary group. Yep. And, you know, we talk about all this change, but at the same time, you know, this was one of the best years that, or 2020 was one of the best years that Northwestern's young players have had in a long time. Northwestern hasn't had a situation where it had a guy like Skoronski or Joseph or Cam Porter, you know, breaking out in the way that they did all at the same time. You know, Northwestern has had like freshman year breakouts, but rarely two or three at the same time. So I think, you know, there is a lot of change happening, and the Big Ten West will probably be a different scenario than it was, or a different situation than it was last year, you know, with minus the COVID of it all, minus just the circumstances and what other teams they're bringing back. But, you know, I think Northwestern proved last year that it can adapt well in these situations of change, and that they have some, you know, really young talents that are coming back for year two or year three in some cases. And, you know, I'm excited to see what this team can offer. And, you know, I would never bet against them to challenge in the Big Ten West.
That's the one thing you can never do, bet against Pat Fitzgerald. Two of the past three seasons, Northwestern has won the Big Ten West division. My final question for Ella Brockway, a sports reporter for the Daily Northwestern, who is finishing up her senior year on campus in Evanston, Illinois, is, if you are able to, will you be back to Ryan Field next season in 2021 to either cover or attend a Northwestern football game?
I already have plans to. I hope to be back for the homecoming game against Rutgers. So that would be ideally on the list. I don't know. I think the last game I covered in person at Ryan Field was the game against Wisconsin last year, kind of clinching the Big Ten West, per se, was that game. So, you know, I left covering it on a very high note, and I don't think I attended the game as a, you know, in non-reporter capacity since probably very early in my freshman year. So whether I'm back, you know, covering in some capacity or just as a Northwestern alum, I'll be happy either way to see a mostly full Ryan Field sometime next fall.
Northwestern scheduling Rutgers for the homecoming game. That just feels very apropos. But hey, you were there when they clinched the Big Ten West over Wisconsin in possibly the most Big Ten football of all Big Ten football games you will ever see. That is what we do in the Big Ten Conference. And Ella Brockway bringing you all the knowledge and expertise for Northwestern this spring as they look to get back to the top of the Big Ten West in 2021. Ella, thank you very much for your time as always. Best of luck with the final couple of weeks you have in Evanston, Illinois. Is the Burger King still there? Is it still up and running?
No, that was one of the most tragic losses that we've had. That news broke while I was home, so it must have been this past winter break. All of a sudden, I got a tip from someone, and they were like, "I think the Burger King in Evanston just closed." And you know, I took off my sports reporter hat, put on my city reporter hat, and said, "I'm on the case." And sadly, it did close. But you know, many a great memory were made at Northwestern at that Burger King in Evanston.
A memory for me as well, when I was touring Northwestern's campus as a senior in high school way back in the day before I went to Syracuse, that was one of the fun facts I received. I think it was the highest grossing Burger King in the country.
Yeah.
Am I correct? Wow.
That's the winner. It's been hard to confirm, but many a Daily Northwestern reporter have tried, but it definitely one of the highest grossing, we'd argue.
We'll go with that. We'll go with that. All the facts and information you can expect on the spring football tour as we make our virtual stops along all 14 campuses in the Big Ten. Ella, thank you very much for your time. Appreciate it as always.
For sure. It's great to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
So many thanks again to Ella Brockway for coming back on the podcast. We have not spoken to her since the latter part of December when we were talking about the Big Ten championship game between Northwestern and Ohio State. Great to hear from her again. We wish her the best and great information out of Ella about what Northwestern is doing so far during spring practices there in Evanston, Illinois. Tomorrow, the next up, the virtual bus rolls on to Iowa City and the Iowa Hawkeyes to talk about a team that finished off the 2020 Big Ten football season as possibly the hottest team in all of the country, but especially in the Big Ten Conference. The Iowa Hawkeyes won six straight to end 2020, and with some returning production back in the favor of the Hawks, how does 2021 look, and what has spring practice been like for the Iowa Hawkeyes? We hear from our great friend, Locked On Hawkeyes host, Andrew Wade, on tomorrow's podcast. But before we get to tomorrow, have a splendid Thursday. ¶¶